This goes to Paula Ellsworth, D like David, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-875-5169, regarding Emma Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, date of birth January 7th of 1941. Dear Paula, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mrs. Kramer and her daughter. Her last visit was November 8th of 2021. At that time, we started her on a low dose of Sensipar, 30 milligrams only on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She has been taking that. However, it causes extreme nausea, and she would like to try to hold that. It's okay if she can take it at bedtime and go directly to sleep, but usually it causes a very uncomfortable nausea. Her biggest complaint is she is swelling more in her legs. She's also having swelling in the lower abdomen, and she seems to urinate less than she used to. In the past, she's experienced swelling off and on. She was on Lasix, but daily use caused increased creatinine levels, so that was stopped. But we did discuss using it intermittently. For instance, we're going to try to use 40 milligram daily for 3 days and then have her weighing herself daily, and she would only take a 40-milligram dose if she has gained more than 3 pounds in 24 hours and then continue to weigh herself. So it wouldn't be a daily use. Also, she has been restricting fluids to at least 64 ounces in 24 hours, no more, and she follows a very strict low-salt diet. Nausea does not occur unless she takes Sensipar. No chest pain or palpitations. Slight dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear, although less frequent and seems to be less volume than she used to have. And no cloudiness or blood. And she does have edema in her feet, legs, up to her knees, and then in the lower abdomen. That occasionally feels full and swollen. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the aldactone. It's 50 milligram once daily. Sensipar is 30 milligram, one on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, Pepcid, Effexor, Verapamil is 40 milligram, two in the morning and one in the evening, and that is very well tolerated for her. Physical examination. The patient's color is good. There are no signs of distress. She is slightly hard of hearing. No JVD or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is distended and slightly firm at the lower aspect. Very soft in the upper two-thirds. Bowel sounds are normal. Extremities. She's got 2+ edema from knees to ankles bilaterally. And her weight was 218 pounds, and that is a 16-pound increase in the last 3 months, in the last 6 months, actually. And blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 70, pulse is 71. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Then labs, most recent lab studies were done April 28th of 2022. Her creatinine was actually improved, 1.3. Estimated GFR is 39. Albumin, 3.8. Calcium is 9.7. Sodium, 139. Potassium, 4.8. Carbon dioxide, 29, phosphorus, 3.2, hemoglobin is 14.1 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine levels, hypertension currently at goal, edema of the lower extremities, and primary hyperparathyroidism with currently normal calcium levels. We're going to hold the Sensipar right now due to nausea, and I'll continue to monitor calcium levels and intact parathyroid hormone levels. I told her not to dispose of that yet. We may need to restart it, but maybe we could just use it once a week or twice a week rather than three times a week and have her take it only at bedtime. We're going to start Lasix 40 milligram. I'm going to ask her to take one daily for 3 days and hope to get, you know, maybe 10 to 20 pounds of fluid off if possible, or at least 10 pounds over 3 days. Then I want her to weigh herself daily, and we will only use a Lasix if she gains more than 3 pounds overnight or within 24 hours, which I wouldn't expect to have occur very often. She will continue to limit fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours. She'll follow a low-salt diet. We're going to repeat labs again in May, actually in early June, because we're making a change with the Lasix right now, adding the Lasix for fluid removal. And then we're going to check labs every 3 months thereafter. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.